Welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show, the heart and soul of bluegrass music, brought to you straight from Western Kentucky. Join your hosts, Tim Batts, a passionate promoter of bluegrass and live music, and Josh Williams, three-time IBMA Guitar Player of the Year and a true bluegrass legend. They talk about the latest bluegrass news, interview your favorite artists, and tell lighthearted stories that celebrate the bluegrass tradition. Josh even gives bluegrass music tips in every episode. So grab your banjo, pick up your guitar, and let's have some fun together. This is the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
This is the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
You know it.
And we are here coming at you from the heart of bluegrass music in Western Kentucky, where it all began.
Yes, the heart and soul.
That's right. And we are excited to be bringing you another episode. This is our 52nd episode that we're bringing to you tonight. And so we're trucking right along. I think we've got so much going on right now, and festival season about kicking off. We're probably just going to just start recording these things every week again. So
yeah, hey, whatever you want to do, man.
We might as well. So we kind of, over the winter, did like every other week, but I've been missing it a little bit. We got lots going on, so. But we got a great show lined up for you tonight. We've got Mr. Dino Graham's going to be our guest tonight. Excited to talk to Dino. Dino is a fabulous bluegrass singer, and he's also a pastor. He's also has a radio show on the bluegrassjamboree.com. That's where I met him, and so excited to talk to old Dino and see what he's up to. And yeah. Do that. So we've got a lot of great artists and people in the industry lined up to talk to coming up soon. We've got another bluegrass music podcast host coming up. That if you didn't know it, there's bluegrass music in Brooklyn, New York. And that was a terrible invitation.
That was awful. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, no doubt. But so anyway, we got next week we're going to talk to them. They reached out about wanting to do a little cross promotions, and we're going to kind of promote their podcast. And oh, Mike Wilner, and their podcast is called Bluegrass Brooklyn. Ooh, that's hard to say. Bluegrass, but they abbreviate Brooklyn, BKLYN.
Oh, so, okay.
And I still screwed it up. They don't even have an R in it.
I was afraid we was going to have to. He's going to a racist joke or something for me.
No, man. We can do that. I can beep those out.
There you go.
But anyway, but excited to talk to them with the Bluegrass Brooklyn podcast. And, man, we got Banjo Ben coming up after that. We're going to talk to him. We got Miss Vicky Vaughn coming up in a few weeks. And your old Marshall County buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
And so
I've known her all her life.
I bet.
And that's literally
all her life.
Yeah, I grew up with her older brother, Jake.
Gotcha.
We were in the same grade.
Gotcha.
And I had went over to spend the night, or the weekend or whatever, at Jake's house. And Vicky had just gotten home from the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, she was just born.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. That's of course, cool. I was in second grade, maybe, or if even that old. But, yeah.
That's
pretty
neat. So, what do you think about this new look, man? We get to look at each other now.
I know. It's weird. I
turned our desk, and when we had your son Weldon and Colton here, there was four of us last episode.
Yeah.
And we normally just kind of faced the wall and didn't even look at each other. Or my neck was killing me by the time it was over because I was having to look at you. But
well, you never said anything like that. We could have done this a long time ago.
I know. I wasn't even thinking about it. But anyway, so yeah, we're moving on up, man, like the Jeffersons.
That's right.
So what's been going on in your world? Anything exciting? Been playing playing anywhere?
Playing a little bit of music. Not playing anywhere at the moment. I am going to be playing the Opry some with Rhonda. You know, this coming week. In fact, it will be when this airs, it will have been last Tuesday. So
gotcha.
It'll be tomorrow, you know, as far as like when we record.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So I'll be going to Nashville and doing some stuff with her and just.
How's the new Southern Legacy album coming?
It's coming good, man. We still got quite a bit of work to do on it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, our dear friend and our recording engineer, Kurt Story, passed away Really? This past week, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a great guy, man. He was such a good guy, and his ears were amazing. And a lot of people, you know him as a sound/recording guy, and he's one of the best there was. But he was also an amazing bass player and an amazing fiddle player. And used to play with Buddy Spiker all the time. And, you know, I mean, just Mark O'Connor, you know, all those really big names. I mean, yeah. He was that good.
Wow.
And he developed a bit of a tremor as he got older. So it kind of kept him from being able to play it like he wanted to. Mm-hmm. So he focused more into the recording and live sound mm-hmm. and stuff. And he was great, man. He did... when I had my band, he did almost all the sound for us. Went to a couple of places with us, and he was just a good dude. He helped me. He and I worked on my Down Home project. There was a little recording studio over in Dixon, Tennessee, or actually in Burns, Tennessee, and we worked on it there. It was really cool. It's just, you know, the place is just like it was in, what, like 1982 or something, mm-hmm. you know, had the orange carpet on the walls, and it was awesome, man. But Johnny Paycheck had recorded there. What? Bill Monroe recorded there.
Oh, man. That's
yeah, cool. It was cool, man. And Kurt actually grew up in that studio. That's how he learned to be a studio guy.
Hmm.
Well, that was the very studio. Yeah.
Well, I hate to hear that.
He was a great guy, man, and such a good friend, and always had good things to say, and that damn cancer, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a pancreatic cancer. And,
that's what took my dad.
And, yeah, it took him way quicker than I think anybody expected, mm-hmm. you know. But the good thing is I do know that he was suffering pretty good there at the end, and I'm grateful that that's not happening
yeah.
anymore, you know.
Yeah. Well, definite prayers for his family and friends and
yes.
everybody involved in that. That's
yeah, terrible. His ex-wife, Val Story.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's his and the mother of his two daughters.
Gotcha.
Anyway, they stayed very close,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just great people. And we send our prayers out to Val and the girls and all the friends. I know that Kurt had a bunch of friends in bluegrass and beyond. So
mm-hmm.
great guy, man. He will surely be missed. Fly high, my friend.
Absolutely. Well, I saw Teresa's promoting you guys that are going to be at the Lake Cumberland Bluegrass Festival coming up in August. Looks like a good festival.
Yeah,
it's going to be out. So lots of great music going to be around. It's that time of year where it's just about to kick off. So you guys. Get out and go see some of these artists and buy some CDs and merch and get to meet them and lots of good stuff going
Absolutely.
On. So I met with some people today about putting on a festival for next summer, and I just love promoting bluegrass music, and live music is so fun to watch. And also, if you're ever in the Kentucky Lake area, Josh and I serve on the board for the Jackson Purchase Bluegrass Association, and we have a monthly bluegrass night at the Kentucky Opry in Draffinville, Kentucky, the place where Josh grew up playing and picking. And the first Friday of every month, we've got free bluegrass night. So if you guys want to ever come join us or know any bands you want to see, just reach out to us. And we got that coming up this Friday night. We've got the Cope family is going to be there playing, and we'll have a good time. So
what's that beautiful website that you created?
That is jpfob.org. You can go see all the shows and the schedule of events at jpfob.org, and I'll post a link to that on our Facebook page, so you can go visit that. So
yeah,
but I created a website for that, so we can kind of help promote that music as well. So.
Well, and we needed one.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So well, anything else going on in your world?
Man, not really. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do about my hail damage on my truck.
Yeah. Yeah. If you missed last episode, Josh and I, we were at the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame in Owensboro, and Josh played, and Authentic Unlimited was there, and my wife and I went, and we stayed at the hotel right next door, and that night it came a hellacious hailstorm.
Biggest hail
I've ever seen in my life, and destroyed about every car in the parking lot.
I guess you can say all hail broke loose.
All hail broke loose, and did almost $20,000 worth of damage to my wife's vehicle. And
how long have y'all had that vehicle?
A couple years.
Have you already had it that long? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's a 21. I think we've had it for 2 years, I think. But anyway, it's a Jeep Grand Cherokee, but it got plastered. Everybody that sees it goes, oh, my gosh, that's the worst I've ever seen. But luckily, it didn't bust the windows out, and we got to drive 2 hours home in the rain with our windows. So a lot of people weren't that fortunate. So
no, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it was quite an interesting night.
Well, when you have anywhere between a golf ball and baseball size hailstones, you know.
Yeah, they can do some damage real quick.
Yes.
That's for sure. So,
but yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Yep. Cool.
That I can think of at the moment anyway.
Well, it's about to get busier, I'm sure. One bit of news that if you can't get enough of the podcast, I do a radio show called the Hometown Bluegrass Show, and it's on thebluegrassjamboree.com every Thursday morning. It had been from 9 to 11 Central or 10 to 12 Eastern. And but we're going to add an hour to that. We're going to make that a 3-hour show coming up week after next. So we're excited about that. It's going to be on 3 hours Thursday morning of great bluegrass music. So we'll since I got a little more time, maybe we can get some people to call in or do a little more fun stuff and play music as well. So
I'll try to do that too. In 2 weeks,
On your lunch break, you should call in like you did that one time. That'd be kind of cool.
So. Yeah, that was fun.
Yep. But anyway, so well, cool. We're going to talk to Dino Graham coming up here in just a little bit. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Josh to play us a tune and teach us how to play guitar in 30 seconds. It's just that easy.
Yes, so, that's right.
And that's all you got to do. But we'll be back right after this. The Lake House Inn at Sled Creek has undergone complete renovation in 2023. Our outdoor space is unlike any other at Kentucky Lake. With 2 in-ground pools, 18 rooms, and 4 cabins, we're just a stone's throw away from Kentucky Dam. If you're looking to make memories with your family, this nostalgic inn is for you. Welcome to your lake house, where modern meets rustic and becomes home. Reserve online at lakehouseinn.com.
For over 50 years, Puckett's Jewelry in Benton, Kentucky has been a trusted choice for fine jewelry that will last a lifetime and help you celebrate life's most precious moments. The new owners, Bart and Hannah Lewis, are excited to continue the Puckett's Jewelry legacy in Marshall County and are proud to support bluegrass music. Puckett's Jewelry on the square in Benton, Kentucky. Visit them online at puckettsjewelry.com.
Hey, this is Josh Williams for Page Capos. The Page Capo is lightweight, durable, and quickly attaches and allows you to change frets with ease. With controlled tension capabilities, Page Capo always stays in tune. But don't just take my word for it. Page Capos is also used by folks like Vince Gill, Ron Block, Tim O'Brien, Cody Kilby, Tommy Emmanuel, and James Taylor. So don't trust just any capo. Use what the pros use. Listen to the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast for your chance to win a Page Capo on every episode. Do what I do and trust Page Capos. Order online at pagecapo.com.
You know how to tune a violin for bluegrass music? You just fiddle with it.
The Hometown Bluegrass Show.
Fiddle with it. Get it? Fiddle. You get it?
Yeah, man.
You get it, Josh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm with Dr. Jeff on that one.
Thought I'd play a little stinger. Oh, man.
A little stinker, is that what you
said? Yeah, a little stinker of a joke, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, we do thank our great sponsors, and you heard the Page Capo commercial. We do give away a free Page Capo in every single episode of the podcast that we do, so... All you got to do is just listen to win. But the main thing is when we post the podcast, it comes out every Friday morning. I'll put a link on our Facebook page to the show. And in that link, there will be just a question that you will have had to listen to the podcast to know the answer to. And if you're the first one to put the correct answer in that Facebook post, you'll win a free Cage Papo. Man, speech class is going real well for me.
Page Capo,
and that's all there is to it. We also give away a free Page Capo in every radio show. So Thursday mornings, if you listen to the BluegrassJamboree.com, our hometown bluegrass show radio show, there and there, we give away a Page Capo in there as well. So lots of chances each week to win some free stuff.
Yes, that's right.
And we also give away McEwen guitar picks.
Free stuff is always great, man.
Free stuff is good. 100% off. That's the best we can do. So don't try to Jew us on that. But Josh got his guitar with his Page Capo on it and his McEwen guitar pick. Tell us a little bit about that pick, man. What
this is a McEwen pick made by our good friend Mark Rogers. And this is like the coolest thing that I've found in a long time. I've known Mark all my life, pretty much. He and my parents knew each other well. And anyway, he got into the pick making business, and man, he's got this new material, and I can't remember what it's called now, Torlon or something like that. But it is, I think, might be the best thing that I've found besides tortoise shell, you know. And of course, it's very difficult to get tortoise shell these days, you know, because of all the laws and everything, you know. But there still is nothing that sounds like a tortoise shell, especially if you're recording. It's just something about that is just, it's like they're made to do, you know, to be together, the strings of a guitar and that. But anyway, this is as close as I've found, and I've been using it a lot lately, you know. So anytime that I might be out playing, you can bet I'm using one.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you normally play on your bourgeois guitar, and it sounds great on all yours and your other guitar as well. What's it called again?
The Sam's?
Yeah, the Sam's guitar. And you're playing, you know, my old Blue Ridge there now. It sounds good on there. So it's a great sound to pick. I've been using them. I really like them too. So
yeah.
But so what you going to learn us, man?
Now, we give away these too, don't we?
Yes, sir. Every episode. Yep. On the same way we give away a Page Capo, we're going to give away a McEwen guitar pick as well. So all you got to do to win is just find us on Facebook on Friday when we post the episode and answer the McEwen guitar pick question, and we'll send you a McEwen guitar pick.
All right.
So it's pretty simple.
Now, if I was to answer it, would I get a free guitar pick?
Well, I mean, you know, possibly.
Think that'd be fair?
No.
Okay, not be fair. I didn't. Well, I'm going to do a little song. I may have done this song before. I can't remember. It's been a long time ago if I have. But this is one of my favorites. I learned this off of the Rice Brothers album, Volume 1 that they did. And I actually heard Waylon Jennings do this song too. So, oh yes, yeah, get that around so we can see the see the L8 very
that's
good.
That's right. Is L8 still giving y'all Southern Legacies some free beverages?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Yeah, if you get Josh is no longer addicted to drugs and alcohol. He's addicted to L8. So
yeah,
if you get a chance to pick up some L8. Some pretty good stuff.
Oh, so, man, it's the
Southern
best.
Legacy. That's how they fuel their shows.
That's right.
They all fuel up with a tasty, cool L8.
That's right. We all need a little bit of that brace and pep.
That's right.
So anyway,
now you just turned the logo where I can't see it.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Well, I was trying to make sure I had the crisp, clean ginger, a hint of citrus for bracing pep.
Oh Lord.
There we go. All right. This is, I heard Waylon Jennings record this as well, but I learned this off of the Rice Brothers. This is Grapes on the Vine. There are songs don't sing to people. There are secrets you keep right through till the end. There are heroes that hide until forever. And I'm singing this song for one of them. He's the man that you passed on the road there. The one with his life on the loose. Going either somewhere or nowhere. Going without me, without you. For he's this world's constant orphan. Traveling out his long time. Living on apples from orchards. And dying from grapes on the vine. Pittsburgh at Christmas, down where the mission bell cries, and a sorrow echoes through summer as he tries to close all his eyes and dream of his railroad existence as if it were some kind of dream, as if the extent of the distance were what his heart would call him. You can find him in Pittsburgh at Christmas. You can find him in Buffalo in June. And he knows all the back roads between them, like a gypsy knows the moon. And it's Route 22 all over again. Stick your thumb out and try to look like somebody's friend. Look strong at the man and mild for the girls, and puzzled at the rest of the world. For he's this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards, and dying from grapes on the vine. Living on apples from orchards, and dying from grapes on the vine.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah. They're all on there. All the notes.
Every one of them.
They're all there.
Which surprises me because I didn't actually know my guitar had all them notes on it. So I don't play near that many notes on it.
They're on there, man. They're on there. They're stubborn at times.
Yeah, they are. They don't pop out at me like they do for you.
They don't always pop out for me either. So, I mean.
Oh, that's good, man. That's some good stuff.
I love that
song. Who wrote that song?
I don't know the answer to that question. I have looked that up a few times. And it's somebody that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
But since you asked, let's look that up.
I'm not real familiar with that song, but
Grapes on the Vine. Let's see what Google says. Steve Gillette.
Oh, okay.
Steve Gillette and Charles John Quarto. Yes.
There you go.
There are songs that birds don't sing to people. There are secrets you keep right through to the end. There are heroes that hide until forever, and I'm singing this song for one of them.
There you go.
It's such cool lyrics, man. It's just really cool. It's very poetic sounding.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, it really is.
Speaking of great songs, I saw your buddy Don Rigsby in the Balsam Range got a new song that just came out.
Yes.
So when it comes to loving you.
Great song. Great stuff, man.
Yeah. That's so cool. Don's, when Buddy Melton left and pursue other things, Don's going to fill in with them for the year and maybe beyond. We'll have to see, but that's a pretty neat mesh of musicians right there.
Yep.
Alan and Don and Caleb and Tim and old Doc on the banjo. So
there's not many guys that can replace Buddy Melton, you know?
No. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, and I would think for that high tenor bluegrass, just pure voice, I mean, they probably got the closest one, to my opinion.
You know? I mean, the only other person that I could think of that could step into that would be John Medder.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. And he just kind of took another gig. So
yeah, he's got another gig now that I think he's liking pretty well.
Yeah, and, yeah. We weren't able to say last week, but I think he's made it public knowledge now. So yes. He has stepped in and left Authentic Unlimited to pursue a career with Vince Gill. So
yes, he's singing full time with Vince. Yeah. Vince has decided to go back and do some shows on the road.
Yeah, I saw that on online. I thought, well, Vince probably don't play that many gigs, but I got to looking at his schedule. He does play a lot. So, matter of fact, I bought my wife tickets to go see Vince at the Ryman in August for her birthday. So, so we're actually going to go see them. And
yeah,
I bought those before John took the job, so I'm kind of glad I did.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. Man. Vince is a great dude, man. I got to meet Vince when I was a part of the Bluegrass Youth All-Stars.
Oh, yeah.
And he came into a rehearsal we were doing for a performance that we were going to be doing at IBMA.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, just the nicest guy. Of course, you know, Mike Cleveland grew up around Jeff Guernsey, who played for years, played fiddle with Vince. So they already had a kind of a bit of a connection there, you know,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, Vince is just, every time I've ever been around him, he's just always been just the nicest guy. And
yeah,
and got to take my mom to the Opry with me once when I was playing with Rhonda. And of course, you know, I got to introduce her to Vince, mm-hmm. and stuff, and you know, just a prince of a guy.
Yeah.
Totally great guy. So that's great that, that he recognized John. To be able to sing tenor to Vince Gill, let me tell you something. That's doing something.
Yeah, I even saw a video of John posted, and Vince even made reference to that. Something about, you know, singing tenor to me on that song. Well, it was Go Rest High on the Mountain, I think.
Yeah.
And
well, yeah. I mean, it's been Patti Loveless that sang that part before.
That's true. You know? Yeah, her and Ricky sang that with him for years. And, yeah, so he's replacing Patti Loveless.
Yeah.
He's a lot uglier than Patti Loveless.
He's singing Patti's part.
Oh, that's precious.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, and I've always made the joke about it, but it's true. I mean, it takes a real man to sing like a woman.
Exactly.
Because
and he does it.
I can't hit those parts, you know. I feel like Ricky Skaggs in the Live from Japan album. I ain't got that kind of talk.
No doubt.
Oh, man.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to old Dino Graham, and we got him lined up, so y'all don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Custom Automotive in Calvert City, Kentucky has been a family-operated business for over 50 years. When you call Custom Automotive, you'll talk to an experienced tire and wheel expert. They install wheels and tires on thousands of vehicles every year in addition to their online sales. Stop by and thank them for supporting Bluegrass Music. Custom Automotive, Highway 62, Calvert City, Kentucky, 270-395-7611. Or visit them online at customautoonline.com.
Looking for expert insurance advice from a team that truly knows Western Kentucky? At Paducah Insurance Agency, we're more than just policies. We're your neighbors, helping you protect what matters most. With locations in Paducah and Benton, Kentucky, we offer home, auto, business, and life insurance with top carriers like Erie Insurance, all at competitive rates. Locally owned and committed to your peace of mind, Jared Morgan and his team are here to help. Call Paducah Insurance Agency today at 855-853-4763 or visit paducahinsurance.com. Paducah Insurance, coverage you can count on from people you trust.
Howdy, friends. I'm Banjo Ben Clark, and you're listening to my good buddies, Tim Batts and Josh Williams on the Hometown Bluegrass Show. You've tuned in because you like valuable conversation about the world's best music. And if you want more good stuff like that, come on over to my website, banjobenclark.com, where you can learn how to play and purchase anything you might need when it comes to bluegrass-related instruments and accessories. My Gold Pick members over there can access hundreds of lessons for banjo, guitar, and mandolin with all kinds of resources to help you move on down the road with your picking skills. And if you're looking to purchase something, the deals can't be beat at Banjo Ben's General Store. All there on the same website, banjobenclark.com. Now back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the Hometown Bluegrass Show. We do thank our great sponsors for helping keep great bluegrass music alive there. It's Custom Automotive in Calvert City, Kentucky, as well as Paducah Insurance Company and Banjo Ben Clark at banjobenclark.com. What a great guy. And if you need any type of musical accessories, music lessons online or anything like that, go to banjobenclark.com. And if you find something you can't live without, just throw it in your cart and then type in the promo code Hometown10, and we'll give you 10% off. We're going to take it right out of Josh's paycheck.
That's right.
And he'll pay the difference. So we'll give you 10% discount. Anything you buy from Banjo Ben Clark, just use Hometown10 as the promo code.
10% out of my check, just right there.
That's
boom.
Right.
Just like that. Just anytime like that. Anybody does that. What is 10% of nothing?
Exactly. And you know how much money you make in bluegrass music.
Tens of dollars.
That's right.
Tens of elevens of dollars.
Exactly. Well, we're excited. We're going to have Banjo Ben on in a couple weeks, so we're excited to talk to him.
Yeah.
But first, we are real excited that my buddy has joined us tonight as our guest, and that is Dino Graham. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Man, we are doing fabuloso, and I've been trying to have you on for a while, and finally worked out. So what have you been up to, man? You are all over the place. Every time we talk, you're like in Tahiti or Guam or Vietnam or Miami.
Well, that's part of my responsibility, being the Bishop of Bluegrass.
That's right, see?
Yeah, I am on the go. I'm wearing a lot of hats, pastoring a local church, and as you know, I am an ordained bishop. But I'm loving the bluegrass thing, man, and I love my bluegrass family, and it just feels good to write songs, record them, and hear them on the radio, and people, you know, come up to you and say, "Man, that song really blesses me." So it's a lot. Yeah, I'm keeping busy.
Well, you certainly are. And you do have some great music out, which we'll talk about here in a minute. And some of your songs are just so amazing and so well written, and just amazing musicians on them. And so I do know you travel and sing a lot as well. But, you know, you and I met through the Bluegrass Jamboree when I first got my radio show last year, I guess it was. Annette Griffin said, I told her what type of equipment I had, and she said, "You need to talk to Dino. He has the same kind of stuff, and well, he'll get you set up." And so that's how we met. And
we're Apple computer snobs.
Exactly.
Aren't?
Yeah. If you're not on Apple, then you're just not doing it right. That's right. But yeah, we love our Mac computers and our Rodecaster equipment. And anyway, I love doing the radio show. How long have you been doing your radio show on the Bluegrass Jamboree?
I'm going to say probably 2 years.
Yeah.
A couple years. Yeah. Time flies, but I think it's 2 years.
Yeah. Well, if anybody hasn't listened to it, it's tell them about it and when it's going to come on and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's the Grass Wagon Revival, and I started out with three shows a week, and quickly cut down on that. But now I'm doing a 1 hour show each week, and starting next week, that's going to be on Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and so it'll be a variety show. But I play the best in bluegrass and country and gospel, and I throw some Americana in there and have a great time. So I really enjoy doing the show.
What would we do without Americana?
I know.
There's so much music that we would not have a genre for.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And
I know.
Yeah, I just love that stuff.
Yeah, you know, some of the diehards are, you know, is that drums I hear? Is that a Wurlitzer keyboard? Not only is that a Wurlitzer keyboard, that's a 1960 Wurlitzer keyboard.
That's right.
I mean, those are great sounds.
Absolutely.
When I think of sound and tone, there are some signature things that just automatically take me back in time. Mm-hmm. You guys know the first time you see a certain player play live or you see them in a green room, you're just captivated by it. Mm-hmm. And so the bluegrass, as great as it is, and I don't mean to sound blasphemous, but it doesn't capture every sound and every tone that's available in the music world. So I am thankful for Americana and country and the steel guitar and the
absolutely
gospel choirs. It's mm-hmm. it's all good.
Absolutely. Well, you not only have your radio show, but you've got a podcast as well, the Dino Graham Show. So you're just doing it all.
I do, yeah. Thank you. And I'm trying to, I need to figure out exactly what I do, want to do on there. For a while, I was just re-teaching my Sunday sermons. Then I started doing some interviews and I don't know what I want to do with that, but I've got a good audience on that. I just need to be more regular with it.
Yeah.
And I bought a little Zoom mixer to take on the road with me, and I've done a lot of things, on the road with that. But I really enjoy it. And that is, it's called the Dino Graham Show. It's on all the podcast platforms, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You even had me on there at one point, so you were really hurting for
this. I know. well, I mean, how long have you guys had the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast?
Well, this is our 53rd episode.
I see that.
Yeah, so we started in January of last year. So it's been just over a year that we've been doing it. So we've skipped a few weeks here and there, but for the most part, it's been weekly for well over a year. So,
well, I see all these names. Are you actually going to put my name on your website there?
Absolutely, man. We do that with anybody who's on the show.
Huge, so. Yeah.
I read here, Colton Baker, Ashley Lewis, Josh Williams, Live, whoever that is. I know Josh Williams. I don't know who Josh Williams Live is.
Yeah. That was actually our 1 year.
Completely different people.
That was our 1 year anniversary show. We decided to celebrate making it a year without killing each other, and we did a little. Josh did a little acoustic unplugged show at the Kentucky Opry, just him and a guitar, and I recorded it, and so that's what that episode is.
I'll have to go back and listen to that. But yeah, what an honor, man. I'm gonna probably someday be famous because of that.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had Doyle Lawson and Rhonda Vincent, and we've had some big names on there, man.
That's right, man. I'll tell you what my dad used to tell me, Dino. He used to tell me, "Stick with me, kid. I'll have you farting through silk."
Hey, can I tell you an interesting Doyle Lawson story? And
you're welcome to use that fart through silk in a sermon if you need to.
Yeah, anytime.
Maybe down in Argentina where the translation will get lost.
There you go, exactly.
I'm a big Doyle fan, and when they announced his farewell concert about, I think, 3 years ago down in Jekyll Island, I was at that festival, and I remember him playing that night, and it was his last concert with his band, and man, it was just epic, right? And I'm sitting in the back, and I'm just thinking, wow, how do you close the door on this part of a career? And before you knew it, man, he was to the last song. They did an encore. He came back. He played Julianne. And he ended it, and he steps to the mic and says, "God bless you. Good night. I love you." And he walks off. And it was chilling, man, just to witness a moment like that. And I know he's doing other things, producing and things, but that was a great moment, in my little short bluegrass life. But it's moments like that you just really value and enjoy, and you look back and go, man, I'm glad I was there for that.
Yeah,
no doubt. Well, obviously, he is a legend in our music, and it was – he had so much to say. Of course, he and Josh had known each other forever, and they had some great stories. Yeah. We had to make that a two-part episode. There was so much.
It was quite a bit.
It would have been a two-hour episode, I think. But
Doyle and I also have the album band connection, which is something I never thought I would ever have. But, you know, I mean, in 13, we did the final performance of the full Bluegrass album band, minus Jerry. But Tony was a part of that. Yeah. And kind of hit me. Well, I'm standing up there, you know, I'm singing tenor with Doyle Lawson, or I'm singing, you know, he's singing tenor to my lead, and I've got Crow on my other side. Yeah. I mean, you know, you think about those guys in one sense, you know, because I see them all the time. They're my friends and stuff. But then it dawned on me, you know, it's like, holy crap, I'm standing up here. Pardon me for saying so, but I'm standing up here with my heroes, with the Bluegrass album band. You know, I've got, and there is nothing in the world like singing with Doyle Lawson, singing tenor in your ear. Let me just tell you, it is as cool as you think it'd be.
Yeah, whether it's in a microphone or sitting on the bus, right?
Yes, man. Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, that reminds me, when I first decided to do some bluegrass a few years ago, and I had done church music for so many years, but, you know, I grew up listening to bluegrass. So I called Wanda Vic Birchfield and her husband, Mark, and I used to send them ADATs, what, 35 years ago, maybe. I'd get them to do some overdubs. But I thought, you know, I'll start there, give them a call. Well, they set me up on my first session, and I walk in, guys. I walk in, and back in the ISO booth, I hear the most heavenly, amazing acoustic guitar coming through the speakers. They're dialing in sounds and getting preamps set and mics, and they had gotten Brian Sutton to play that session for me. Mm-hmm. 2 days we did 11 songs. It was the most magnificent sound I think I've ever heard. Tears started filling my eyes. I had to turn away and wipe them. But moments like that, you know, you're like, I don't deserve this. I'm not a good enough person to be the recipient of listening to such a great sound. And you know, you guys are, you witness this all the time. I mean, I think we need to value the moments like that, and don't let them pass by so quickly unnoticed.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. I'm sure Josh.
I didn't mean to get all deep on y'all.
I know, so, man.
I didn't mean to go too deep there.
Josh, hand me a tissue. I
there you go, buddy.
I mean, I know Josh can appreciate, you know, unbelievable acoustic guitar sounds and things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've worked with Brian enough to know exactly what you're talking about, you know. As good as everybody hears Brian to be, he's even better than that, and people don't get to hear that part of it because it's just the small things. Like if he's just messing around trying to get a tone set or whatever, he's playing stuff that he wouldn't normally go for when he knows that the tape's rolling, you know?
And I walk in there before it was over, and I said, hey, can I get a picture? And he said, sure. So he was doubling on mandolin that day. And I look down in the floor, and his guitar is just laying in the floor while he's tracking overdubbing mandolin. And I'm thinking, the world's greatest acoustic player, I need to buy this guy a guitar stand.
That's funny.
But I wish I had that guitar. What a beauty.
Oh, yeah.
So you really only got into bluegrass a few years ago? Is that what I understood you to say?
You know, well, I grew up, my pastor in Mississippi was friends with the Sullivan family, and they're Hall of Famers, gospel bluegrass from South Alabama. And that's who Marty Stewart traveled with when he was about 9 or 10 years old, maybe a little older. And so they would come to our church once a year, and we heard the Sullivan family. So I grew up, you know, listening to them. Then when I was in college, I played in a bluegrass band had fun with that. And then, you know, I did church music for so many years. So when COVID hit, you know, we were all locked up at home, nothing to do but fish and listen to records. So I started listening to bluegrass and listening to the production and the writing and the vocals, you know, everything about it. And I thought, you know what? I can do that. I've done so many other styles of music.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. So I started. And so, yeah, that was spring of 2020. Mm-hmm. That's when I started writing again for the bluegrass and going to Nashville and recording. So mm-hmm. it's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's great, man. Well, you are busy. I mean, goodness, just pastoring a church alone is a lot. And, you know, the other things you do,
I know.
Podcast and radio show and playing music and that sort of thing. And I'm sure you got some amazing kids and some of those awesome grandkids as well. So that's fun too. So
yeah, we're working on it. And I'm working on I've been to Abbey Road twice in the last 3 years, and I got a couple of projects from Abbey Road. I really enjoy recording there, and so we're working on going back in October for 3 days.
Wow.
And it's interesting, they work 10-hour days there, so you can get a lot of music cut as long as you're not tired and, you know, mm-hmm. lose your voice. But we're hoping to go back and do that in October. So it's a lot of fun, and I got a lot of music still, you know, to yeah. release. And I love writing, love co-writing. So it's a lot of fun. But yeah. I really enjoy going out singing and preaching.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's where your passion is, your heart, and definitely your calling. And so God uses you in lots of great ways and spread the good news from the pulpit as well as from behind a guitar. And you do an amazing job at both. So I'm proud to be your friend. And so if people, what's the best way for people to keep up with you, maybe where you're going to be, or you have a website or your Facebook page?
And bands in town and my website, dinograhm.com, and social media. And, you know, they say you can run, but you can't hide. Mm-hmm. And that's about how it is. So type in my name and you'll find it.
Oh yeah. That's a unique name. I remember when Annette said, welcome aboard, and you need to call a guy named Dino. And I'm like, a guy named what? I was like, is he on the Flintstones or what?
you know, what's interesting is, and this hasn't happened in about 30 years. I wrote a book recently. It's my first book, and I've been doing book signings, which mm-hmm. are really, you know, pretty profitable, good for me. Anyway, I had a book signing scheduled for this past Saturday in my local town here. And somebody calls me about 1:30 and says, are you going to be here? I said, where? They said, at the bookstore. And I completely forgot about my own book signing. So I made this excuse. I said, well, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm so sorry. And so I emailed the bookstore owner, and she replied real short. She said, thanks for the note. Thank you. So I probably won't be going back to that bookstore, but I double booked or anything. I just forgot.
Yeah. Well, that happens to the best of us.
I feel bad. Well, I mean, I feel bad about it, but I didn't dare tell my wife. If I let her know, she'll preach me a sermon. Well, so.
Hope she don't listen to this podcast. Yeah. Then, so.
Well, Dino, I doubt she does. She doesn't even listen to mine.
Oh, man. Yeah, that wouldn't be good if she listened to ours and not yours. So,
So, Josh, what do I have to do to get you to play on one of my records?
You just ask me. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Pay me a little bit.
I'll build up the courage. I'll try to work on that.
Absolutely.
I sure love your picking, man.
Well, thank
love
you.
Love your playing.
Thanks a lot.
So you got any new music coming out soon? Or?
Well, yeah. I have six songs that I cut at Abbey Road last year, and it's more Americana. And I think I've got a new bluegrass single coming out on the 25th of April. Mm-hmm. And I've got about 24 bluegrass masters that I just stacked up in the last 2 years, and I haven't even released them. So I got in this routine. I was just writing so much, and I was going to Nashville, and I'd plan these sessions, and I'd write the charts, and we were knocking out 6, 7, 8 songs in a day. And so I ended up with about 24 songs finished, and I'm just stringing them along, just releasing them here and there, but it's a lot of fun. Yeah. So,
well, I would love to play one of your songs as we depart and let you get back to whatever it is you were doing. And what song would you like for us to play?
Well, do you have Doing 40 Years to Life?
Let's see. Probably what album is that on here? I've got.
Well, it's not released yet. I don't know if I emailed it to you. Did I?
Possibly so.
Well, I'll tell you what. Play.
Yep, I got it. I got it right here.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the story. Listen to this. If you have a minute, listen to this. So we were in Abbey Road, and I looked on the schedule, see who was playing. So Billy Strings was playing the O2 Arena. So I texted Jared at Walker, and I said, hey, why don't you guys come over to the studio in tomorrow and, you know, give me your email and your cell number, and I'll get you a security clearance and everything. Well, I think they stayed out too late that night, so they didn't make it. But then he texted and said, I'll leave you guys tickets for the show tonight. So I go, okay. So we go, and my son at the time was 19, and he had never been around drugs, right? And he got sick from smelling everything, all the aromas that was in the air. And so he wanted to leave early, right? So Billy Strings goes into, Dust in a Baggie, and there's like 5,200 Brits singing word for word, Dust in a Baggie, and they're throwing beer up in the air. And I'm like, what am I witnessing? Right. And I thought, that is such a great drug jail song. I've got to write one. So I was so inspired. I wrote a song, a jail song, but here's my disclaimer, guys. I have never killed anybody, and I've never been to jail to serve a sentence. But this is my jail song. It's a fun little ditty. It's great bluegrass. Somebody dies, somebody breaks the law, somebody goes to jail, somebody's betrayed by their best friend, steals their woman. It's got it all in there, but I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, there we go.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've heard it. I've played it on my radio show, but it is a great song. Yeah. So, well, thank
and
you, buddy.
None of it actually happened.
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
We're glad of that, especially since you're the bishop of bluegrass. So.
That's right. Guys, thanks for letting me come on tonight.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. Yes, thank sir. You so much, man. Talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Y'all take care.
All right. God bless you, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks so much for Dino joining us.
What a great dude, man.
Yeah, we'll leave you with some Doing 40 Years to Life. Here's Dino Graham on the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
Shattered my world. Shorty used to like. Every day in the courtyard, they're begging for a smoke. Their souls. While I'm in here going crazy, never close my eyes at night. Wearing orange pajamas, doing 40 years to life. 40 years to life really ain't no joke. Shame my family name, lost all my kinfolk. I should have walked away when I saw the kitchen knife. Now there's plenty of time for thinking, doing 40 years. 20, 30, 40 years to life. Should have listened to my lawyer and taken his advice. Kitchen knife. Now there's plenty of time for thinking, doing 40 years to life. 40 years to life really ain't no joke. Shame my family name, lost all my kinfolk. I should have walked away when I saw that kitchen knife. Now there's plenty of time for thinking, doing 40 years to life. Now there's plenty of time for thinking, doing 40 years to life.
That's great.
There you go. There's proof that even a pastor can write a good prison murder song right there. Oh, Dino.
Oh, man.
He was so helpful for me getting my radio show started, and we became friends last year. Yeah, I'm super guy. So he's been a big help to me, and I've just enjoyed meeting him and staying connected with him. So. Oh, man. Well, good episode, man. I'm excited. Next week, we're going to have to work on our Brooklyn accent now.
No,
I'm
yeah.
I'm going to watch some Rocky or something.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know where to begin.
I don't either. But we'll have to work on that and see if we can't brush up on our accents a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
But great episode coming up next week. It's been a good one, man. Great song. And appreciate you. My wife has supper ready, so now let's go eat. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Yeah, y'all think we get together just to do the podcast. We really just get together to eat, and the podcast just kind of comes out of
it. Yeah, that kind of happens.
Yeah, that's how it is. But we love doing it, and we love bringing it to you, and so we appreciate you being a part. If you like what you hear, just drop us a note on Facebook, make us a like, and review on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube, and we'd love to hear from you. So just look us up,
the Hometown Bluegrass Show. If you got anything you want to know,
yeah,
let me know.
Any questions for Josh or songs you want to hear or whatever, send us a message on our Facebook page, and we'll make it happen. So we appreciate you so much. And remember, if you got time to breathe,
you got time for music. A one and a two.
Well, folks, that's a wrap for this episode of the Hometown Bluegrass Show with Tim and Josh. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Facebook to stay connected to your bluegrass community. Got a question for us? A story to share? Or an artist we should feature? Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. You can find all the details at timbats.com. Thanks for listening to the Hometown Bluegrass Show, where the heart of bluegrass music lives. This has been a Bats Music and Media production.